number you will be monitoring.
Got my flu shot for this year. Pretty much that's it. I guess when you get old, you have less to do.
I'm right, your name is Glenn, correct?
I'm Glenn.
So that means we talked yesterday.
Probably we did. Where was I yesterday? Yeah, I'm sure we did.
That like 90%, 10% rule or something like that?
That was it. Okay. You may find that to be true, by the way. Alright. I remember that conversation.
Anything else you've been up to today, then?
As I said, gotta do some shopping. Went to go get this year's flu shot, as long as we've gotten jabbed with everything else this year. I don't want flu and COVID. That would be bad. Last time I had flu, I ended up in hospital.
It's been a while since I had the flu. If I even had the flu. Yeah, I remember last I had like this really bad virus that acted like the flu, but the flu test came out negative, but I'm not sure.
Well, you know how you can tell if it's the common cold or the flu? If you're in bed with the flu or a cold, someone calls you up and says there's a $100 bill taped to your door if you can go out and get it. If you can go get it, it's a cold. If you can't go get it, it's the flu.
It's pretty weak. I think I had like a relapse of it, we went to visit family in Canada, and it put me into like I don't know what it was, but it was kind of like, I don't know if it was actually the hospital or something, but they ended up sticking with an IV. I was like there for a few hours, or maybe half a day, I don't know.
It happens. Oh, I've been in hospital before for things like this. I was in hospital once for 2 or 3 days, I believe, for like an especially bad asthma attack.
I had to spend the night over at a hospital yet anyway, but my brother did when he was 4. He had a really bad allergic reaction to a antibiotic, and he had, I want to say, 4 days or more.
In and out of hospital 2 or 3 times for a day, couple of days, as a very small child. Actually, maybe I don't remember it. It's probably best I don't remember. But what it was back then, I guess it was respiratory like everything else.
Yeah, I haven't spent much time in the hospital. Pretty much just for a small surgery that I had.
Stay out of. If you're not sick when you go in, you'll be when you get out. No, actually, seriously. Whenever you see a secondary infection like pneumonia, or there's one called MRSA, multi-resistant some sort of resistant pneumonia, that's usually where people pick it up. They're in hospital and they get some secondary infection.
I went to the hospital for my surgery. I don't think I got sick after, but I definitely didn't feel the greatest.
What did you have surgery for?
I'm not going into detail for what the surgery was for.
Enough, and it was an impertinent question. I was just curious. You know, fortunately, I've never had the problem of having to go for major surgery for anything. At least so far, I think I've avoided that.
Major, I was, I think I went in fairly early, that day. So it was early, and I got out, before lunch, maybe a little bit after.
Yeah, hospitals are a good place to stay out of. I know quite a few people who, unfortunately, went in for something that didn't seem so terribly horrible at the time, went out and never came out.
That does happen, so, in fact, kind of happened to my, aunt, my great aunt, a little, kind of like that, but not exactly the same, kind of, I don't know.
All this white noise on the channel, what's going on? Anyway, I'm at my next destination, so I'll let you go, and I guess I'll talk to you later.
Then, well, I'll let you go then, and 7-3, this is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Z, KD2BG, I'll talk to you later, 73.
ULP, AA1RD.
RD, this is KO4 ULP. How are you today, Bob?
Good, Alexander. Hope you're having a good day, too. I just want to let you know I sent an email to your dad about a half hour ago, and so I'll have him check his email when he gets home, and hope your day is going well. You having a good one?
Having a good day so far. Right now my dad just left to go look at some land with my aunt and pick up my cousin from high school, so he probably won't be back till about 5 o'clock, so, you know, just don't expect an answer about till then.
Just wanted to let you know that there was an email there for him. Yeah, very good. Well, my wife Anita and I are having kind of another quiet day today. I've been puttering around doing some radio work, continuing to build out my shack here at our house that's new for us, beginning to think about how I want to route some really high-quality coax cable from the upstairs room, which is the shack, out into the backyard where the antennas will live. So, been fun in that regard.
Kind of what I have right now. Well, my shack is upstairs and my antenna's on the roof, not quite in the yard, though.
Second floor shacks are kind of nice in a lot of ways. You get to look out the window and see neat sights and things like that. And it's a little quieter for other people in the house if you're on the radio yakking. They don't have to be, you know, in the next room to you. Yeah, very good. Well, I'll let you go. Just wanted to say hi and give you that heads up on the email, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. You have a good afternoon, and take care, my friend. 73, this is AA1RD. I'll be clear with KO4ULP on your final.
And 7-3, then have a good rest of your day, KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.